Welcome back to Stateside. Michigan's new state treasurer, Kevin Clinton, is calling on Michigan residents, or calling for Michigan residents, to pay the state's 6% sales tax on all of your internet purchases. Right now, online shoppers in the state do not have to pay the sales tax to companies without stores in Michigan, like Amazon or Overstock.com. There are currently bills afoot in the state legislature known as Main Street Fairness legislation that would change that. So will you soon have to pay sales tax on that Amazon purchase? Chad Livengood joins us now to try and answer the question. Chad, of course, Lansing reporter for the Detroit News. Welcome, Chad.
Thanks for having me.
So quickly explain for us just what this Main Street Fairness legislation is. What would it do?
What the legislation seeks to do is to redefine what a company's nexus is, and that's essentially the legal term for physical presence in the state. And the reason why Amazon and Overstock.com get away with not having to collect Michigan sales taxes because they don't have a physical store or warehouse in Michigan. If you've ever shopped at like Target's website, you will find that they charge the Michigan sales tax because Target has stores in Michigan.
Sure.
And so they're trying to close this loophole that has been essentially existent as long as we've had internet sales purchases for at least 16 years now. And the problem is that they run into the political issue of this looks like a tax increase because it's collecting it would be enforcing collection of a tax that is currently not enforced. Now, there is a way to voluntarily on your income tax, as people are filling out their income tax forms, to voluntarily declare that the purchases they made on Amazon.com.
Oh, yeah, we're all doing that, right?
I actually did it this year myself. I got to that point in the TurboTax software, and they asked you that. And so I pulled up my Amazon.com account and figured out that I bought $190 of baby stuff in 2013.
Okay.
So I remitted the $11 and 40 some odd cents, I believe, onto my state income tax return. But
more honest than most folks, I think.
More honest, mostly so I could make this example on your show.
Sure.
Other than that, it seems like it was worth $11. But it's so rare. I mean, the state, through the first 8 months of last year, had about $5 million that was voluntarily remitted, and they were estimating that there was $290 million Ooh. That was going uncollected. I mean, it's a big chunk of change when it comes to the state budget, and that's money that goes to schools and communities.
What do other states do with this? How have other states handled this, Chad?
It varies. Some states have actually passed laws cracking down on it. They've struck deals individually with Amazon to collect the. It varies across the map, and that's one of the problems and one of the arguments why Michigan should not take this on is that they should wait for Congress to take this on and pass a law that just essentially applies to all the land. The problem with that politically is that we have to wait around for Congress to make a decision. We all might be in 6 feet under, so that's not necessarily always the greatest solution to things. But some states have done it, and some states haven't. And then the other issue is that some states don't have a sales tax. So it doesn't really apply to them. I mean, I used to live in Delaware, and the tax-free Delaware, as they like to always tout themselves as. And so it's not going to, whatever Congress does or even what individual states do, it's not going to apply evenly across the map. But that's just the sort of the nature of our uneven tax structure in this country.
So as we were saying, it's Kevin Clinton, our state treasurer, calling for the change. But how much power does he really have in this? Because isn't this really a legislative matter?
Well, for several years now, the Treasury Department has essentially been neutral about this subject. This bill has been in the legislature for several sessions now, and the Treasury Department has continued to report the amount of money that's going uncollected, but really remain fairly neutral in the whole subject. And for the state treasurer this morning to come out and say that he thinks this is good tax policy, and essentially he was speaking the language of the the so-called Main Street retailers who say that this has put them at a disadvantage. He even used an example that Dan Marshall, the president of Marshall Music, commonly uses when he's advocating for this subject, is that people will come into Marshall Music stores, and there's about a half dozen of them across the state, and they will look at an item on the shelf. And then they will look it up on Amazon on their phone and price compare, and then they'll walk right out. Or they said they've seen people actually sit there and order the item. And Kevin Clinton brought that up today in a House Appropriations Subcommittee, and he said he thinks it's terrible that someone could walk into a store, look at an item, pull out their iPhone, order it, pay less, and then move on.
After talking to a sales clerk taking up their time.
Yeah. Gain some advice on this trumpet or whatever.
I have heard that from other retailers, small businessmen who say, I can't believe it. They'll look at a piece of jewelry that I have and go, okay, thanks, and walk out the door.
Take a photo of it.
Yeah, precisely. Yep. And you also just think, as you said, that it sounds like about the better part of about $250 million is slipping through the collective fingers of the state in uncollected money. So who would be against this?
Well, some of the some Republicans and conservative groups have come out against it. The Americans for Prosperity has said this is a tax increase, even though it legally you're supposed to declare this tax. By the most accounts, this is just essentially a tax that's not being collected or not being enforced. And then there is a general concern that we've essentially allowed for the better part of almost two decades, people to shop sales tax free on the internet, and we're going to have to change that. It's kind of like maybe forcing people to subscribe to a newspaper after almost two decades of getting for free online. So we've conditioned the public, and then if you take that away, there's obviously the fear of backlash. And so the idea that this will get tackled this year in election year is probably unlikely. But the fact that the state treasurer is coming out in favor of it does show there's some force behind it.
Chad, do you think this is something that smacks of some lame duck action once everybody's going to be scooting home?
Well, that might be a good time to do it. I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that'll be probably on the lame duck session agenda come December. And when you have a third of the House members will be termed out, and a half dozen senators will be termed out, there might be the votes to take this on in lame duck.
And not have to deal with the emails and phone calls from folks who like to buy their baby supplies on Amazon.com.
That's what I use it for.
Chad Livengood, Lansing reporter for the Detroit News. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Chad.
Thank you.